Benos Kusim Shurtes Vavados Yeshiva Yudvez El Aitoshim Mem Hey, August 29th, 1985,
Thursday. And she bleeds, and she has a discharged dump, so she's in here. So the Gemara will explain it. Because the washing is very strange. Like this, the allotment is that if a woman has a discharged dump, it depends. If it's in the Megiddo, she becomes a Nido. If it's in the Megiddo, so she becomes a Zobek Tane. And if she sins down in the Megiddo 3 days in succession, so then she becomes a Zobek Tane. But how can Mishnah say if a woman in the course of the labor, so she has it discharged down, she's a Nido? Even if it happens in Yemizibo, so in Yemizibo she doesn't become Yemizibo, so she comes the first time she sees down in Zobetane, not in Yemizibo. So you more or less, Hamikasha Yemizibo. Now, there is a special verse, of course, that if a woman has a discharge of dam in the course of pain, let's say she is expecting to give birth to the baby, and she has pain, and while she has pain, which seemingly is labor pain, so she has a discharge of dam. So if it happens in the Yemenido, then she becomes male. But if it happens in the Zibo, there is a special Yosak also, she doesn't become male. Now, Dam Kishu is Toye. Dam Kishu is Toye here if it happens in the Zibo. But if it happens in the Nido, then it's done. So that's how it is. The Dam Kishu in the Zibo is Toye. No, there is such a thing, it's called in Russian Yodom false labor pain. You probably heard a false labor pain. In other words, a woman will think she had a lot of pain, and she'll think she has to go to the hospital, and the doctor will tell her, go to the hospital, she'll stay there 2 days, 3 days, then she'll come back home. But she had pain as if she was about to give birth to the baby. So that's called false labor pain. It's called false labor pain, that's a figure of speech. I mean, there is no deception. The pain is pain. The pain might be more painful than if it hadn't been false. But in other words, since it did not result in it, in the delivery of the baby, so we call it in English false labor pain. So this is now the halacha. There is a special halacha. The dam kishu in the zibo is there. Only if the dam kishu turns out to be real kishu, true length. But suppose there is dam kishu in the zibo, and then it turns out that it's false labor. So then, it's not only of the Mezibah, then it's done. Now, so what does it mean? For example, Koshisosh, so this is the view that the missionary has. Koshisosh, when Shalom, we see after our games, in other words, she was having what appeared to be labor pain. And 3 days, while she had pain, she bled. Let's say on Sunday, she she had a discharge attack, and it was coupled with pain. On Monday, she had pain, and she had a discharge attack. On Tuesday, in the course of pain, she had a discharge attack. And Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, war within the Yudala Pien Shebeinda Lila. Very clearly, Yudala Pien Shebeinda Lila. It means that she had actual needles. And then the seventh day of the actual needles was, let's say, on Shabbos. And then Sunday was the first day of the Yudala Pien. She's about to give birth to a baby. A pregnant woman does not menstruate, but sometimes it happens she does. Some male, if it happened in the Dalai Lama after actual roots, and it was coupled with pain, so damn tissue, so cautious of relation on it. We say Chilalakei, so you should say it's Toya. But Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, she had pain and she had a discharge of down. And then Wednesday, all this less was devoid of pain. So means comfort. Wednesday, all this less for 24 hours, so she was devoid of faith. Devoid of faith, let's say, at 6 p.m. Tuesday evening, so the pain subsided. And she was comfortable till 6 p.m. Wednesday evening, 24 hours, a whole day, we saw some insights, the yoga. And then Wednesday night, she gave birth to a baby. So what does that show? That the pain she had on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday was false labor pain, because it didn't result immediately in birth. Now, on the contrary, it was followed by 24 hours of total comfort, no pain whatsoever. Some male we say it's retroactively determined that the blood, that the dam she saw on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, while at that time it appeared to be dam achas lodor, but in view of the fact that after the 3 years she had the Wednesday day completely comfortable, so that determines retroactively that the Rias Dam on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday was not Machmas Lada. It was false labor pain. It wasn't real labor. Only the Dam that is discharged in the course of real labor pain being Zivon Israel. But the dam that is discharged in the course of false labor pain is not correct. Yes?
If after she saw dam kosher for 3 days, and then she was safas for one day, and then she had dam kosher again, do we say the first 3 days are due to dam kosher, or we say that since she saw shofi after 3 days, we say the first?
As long as there was a substantial period of shofi, some melee, he determines retroactively that the dam she saw on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday was not dam achuzlada. Was not dam achuzlada because it was false labor pain.
So even if she sees dam koshi one day after shofi. So we still say that the first 3 days were dam shofi. She shofi one day.
As long as there was a pause in the pain, for 24 hours according to Rebbe Lezer. So Mele, the dam she saw before is not amkeish. But she pay, it's false for you. In other words, only damkeish of real labor pay is good. But damkeish of false labor pay is not good. So, what makes it in false labor pay? The fact that there was a substantial pause of comfort. What is considered a substantial pause of comfort? So we have a machlokes anoyim. According to the Blazer, a 24-hour period of comfort is makes the heretofore pain into false relief. Divrei Rav Elazar, Rav Yeshua Meir, Laila B'Yayim, Ki Leila Yishabes B'Yayim. So, in other words, Rav Yeshua says, 24-hour period of comfort is not enough. For example, let's say, she had pain on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And she had a discharge of dam in the course of pain on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And let's say, suppose she had a discharge of dam. She had a discharge of dam on Tuesday, 1 p.m. Tuesday, 1 p.m. Then, 1 minute after 1 p.m. Tuesday, the pain subsided. And she was comfortable till Wednesday, 2 p.m. So she had a period of 24 hours of comfort. Not only 24 hours, 24 hours and 59 minutes. And then on Wednesday at 2:30, she gave birth to a baby. She gave birth. So according to Rabbi Lezer, she's the latest baby, and she has to count Zayinji in addition to the Nikmas later, 7 days. If she gave birth to a boy, 14 days. If she gave birth to a girl, but she's the latest baby, she has to count Zion Yiki, according to Rabbi Lezer, because between the termination of pain and the birth, there was a period of at least 24 hours of comfort. So that determines, according to Rabbi Lezer, that the pain she had in the course of the discharge, coupled with the discharge, was false labor. Rabbi Yeshua says no. Only if there is a period or a whole day of comfort, like Leilei Shabbos Yehi, Leilei Shabbos Yehi. In other words, if, let's say, she'll have a discharge coupled with pain on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and then 1 minute before 6 p.m. Tuesday, the pain subsided, and then she'll be comfortable, fine. 1 minute before 6 p.m. Tuesday, till 6 p.m. Wednesday, so she had not just 24 hours, she had 24 hours too, but in addition, it was a full day, like the Shabbos Yehi. And then, Wednesday night, let's say, at 6:30, she'll give birth to a baby. Then, it will be determined retroactively, Machleya, that the dam keishi was false labor pay, Mimela it's done. But if the 24 hours of comfort ends in the middle of the day, begins in the middle of the day. Let's say at 1 p.m. Tuesday it begins, and it ends 1:30 p.m. Wednesday, when she gives birth, then she doesn't have to count time. This is the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yosha. I'm showing a lie of the aid, Kilele Shabbos the aid, She sought some in a tsar, the loin in a da. In other words, the soksa, the shinki, doesn't depend upon the fact that the dam subsides. Even though the dam kept on flowing, but as long as the pain subsided, so that determines the here to fall discharge as a discharge in the course of pulsing pain, not really. The important criterion is the pause from tzad, not the pause from that. You know, sometimes a woman begins to have pain, labor pain, false labor pain. So, just a few days before she gives birth, sometimes a woman will begin to have pain many days before she gives birth. It depends. Of course, if you ask a doctor, so doctor will tell you, it all depends. Sometimes the baby begins to drop, let's say, 30 days before delivery. So maybe she has pain. Why does a woman have pain close to the delivery? Because the baby pushes down. So maybe she has pain. So the question is, this halacha, the damkishu story, is there, does the damkishu have to take place relatively close to the but if the damkishu takes place the remote from the delivery, then it's not correct, or it doesn't make a difference. So the halacha is no. The damkishu in order to be toyer is only shaya. When it's closed, not if it's remote from the remote. What is considered closed, what is considered remote. So again, we have an authority for them. So, according to the mayor, Abuin Bahamishiye is the limit. But if the limit is Abuin, if the limit is commission, so it's commission. So you are explaining. If she's a healthy woman, so then the limit is above. If she's a weak woman, so then the limit is Hamishi, 50. So in a healthy woman, if she has a discharge of dam, coupled with pain within 40 days from the delivery, from the birth of the baby, or the miscarriage, we've already discussed how about the miscarriage. You see, if within 40 days from the birth, prior to the birth, within 40 days prior to the birth, so then it's damkishu story. And if she's a sick woman, so as long as the discharge of dam is coupled with pain within 50 days prior to the birth, so it's done. But suppose it's 60 days prior to the birth, so then it's not done. It is limited. It is limited. Kamiya lima akhi abdel mechanichi. Kambyudei me ardayo chadosh. According to Kambyudei, it depends. If it's in the ninth month, if the damkishu takes place in the ninth month of the baby, so then and mother of the baby. So then, it's correct. But suppose it takes place in the 8th month of the baby, in the 7th month of the baby, in the 6th month of the baby. So then, it's stomach. Otherwise, it's just a question because of course, when does it take place? Because of course, at what? The gay see the rationality of the baby passing. In Kishu, they say a mishreisha passes. Only if the Dam Kishu takes place within 2 weeks, 14 days, prior to the birth. But if it takes place, the Dam Kishu, 15 days prior to the birth, then it's just a hospital with the dry, then it's done. Right now, gosh. It's a very difficult remark. And the Kasha was a dam, a reason even, if you were a poet from the Tarot. The Kasha saw Mahmaswat, because this is a Kasha of Domo Mahmasat, not the name of my brother. If dam was what? Dam in the course of labor, in the course of pain, so Easter. Gimel Yomim Nisiha Hadosa Yom Shebeni Yom Nidah Ki Hoasa Koshloshtem Hayom Yom Ritzut in succession. He saw so she rested. He saw so Mitzah Meis Leis Kirebi the fourth, it's in Wednesday in Yom Yom. And then after a pause of comfort of 24 hours she gave birth. So it's determined retroactively. And when we say, "Dom Shavuaso, Limbo Machmas Dwar, Hilka Harezu, we let us be saved." Adam, we saw so some of those also. Dom Shavuaso, Machmas Dwar, Pirachmano Tarino, we see that. We see, Zayd Domo, Domo Machmas Atzmo, the lay Domo Mahmasra. Line of the aim, that's a Yeshua. It's not just 24 hours that can start, let's say, at 1 p.m. Tuesday and end 1 p.m. Wednesday. It has to be 24 hours of line of the aim. In other words, if the pain subsides, let's say, a moment before 6 p.m. Tuesday, when the evening begins, I mean, I'm assuming that it's not a matter of so I say 6 p.m. And she has comfort till 6 p.m. Wednesday evening, and then in a few minutes, after 6 p.m. Wednesday evening, she brought the baby. So then, she's not here at his visit. So then she's here at his visit. Sorry, she's here. While the end in Sotso Bahatia in Shrish, on Tuesday, we know the end of the Sotso Mace Race in Zushay. Elling in Sotso, while the end, Shalacha alaylo to Shabbos Yehi. For the Shabbos Yehi. Now, if you share Arba now, I would suggest, I know, that the regular Chidusha Arashba does not have the Chidusha Arashba on this Kusim. But the Chidusha Arashba on this Kusim is very important. More important than the Chidusha Arashba on the other Kusim. So if you had one before, make it serious copy of the Chidusha Arashba on this Kusim. Because every Rashba in this Kusim is you have to delve into every shore, into every word of the Rashba. It's very important. I mean, it's not like a regular Rashba is always important, but especially in this Kusim. course, we don't have too many machines anymore. I mean, that's needed. And I'm discussing especially the very situation. And the Kedusha Rashbam is very nice. Now, the Kedusha Rashbam, and this Mishnah, he asks a strange question. He says, why does the Mishua have to say, in the name of faces, but we don't have it now? So, he says, the faces says the Kashe, why does the Mishua say, Lila V.A. killing Shabbos V.A.? Let me say, Lila V.A., why killing Shabbos V.A.? It's superfluous. It's a strange gospel. So he says, so this gives the parents that in order to be considered in any disease, the contrary to Yeshua, it's not enough to have Lila V.A., but by Shabbos, there is a lot of things to Shabbos. You have to make it in the location. You have to start Shabbos a few minutes earlier. And then, it's yourself also, you have to finish it with a few minutes later. A few minutes later. It's not a fair. There is a machlokes Hashem. The Shifas HaRambam is that the whole field of this is only applies to the Jews, not to Shabbos and Yom. There is tasteless is how and Shabbos and Yom. But you're not going to be easy and Shabbos. Only in Jika, and in Jika itself, only in respect to the Thomas, there is a field of this, not in respect to the Lord. But all the other machine, I think, and how much. Because the Pashtas, the glory of the Moshe Shona, indicates, tends to indicate, not like that, that there is a real mixture of tastes, of tastes, and all Shabbos is in the day. Now, so that's why the Mishnah of Yeshua emphasizes it. Why were we into the Shabbos DNA? In order to advise us, that it's not enough, let's say from 6 p.m. Tuesday till 6 p.m. I mentioned an example of the Equinox Day and Sunset to Sunset. From 6 p.m. Tuesday to 6 p.m. Wednesday. But it has to be, let's say, from a few minutes before 6 p.m. Tuesday till a few number of minutes after 6 p.m. Wednesday. It has to include not only the 24-hour period from 6 to 6, but also the tasteless Bechusose and the tasteless Bechiyose. That's why the Yeshua emphasizes why we be aim to the Shabbos Yom. So, imagine that many of these. So, at a book, we see from that sheet of faces that the Kedusha Rashba mentions that faces, immediately, even factor faces, holds that there is a shield because faces in Beitze, faces in Beitze says that faces Shabbos does not have a shield. When the machine is any ship, even a minute, I mean, I can't say any infinitesimal fraction of a minute of a second, because that will be true, because since there is a thing of interest, so it has to be perceived with this. In other words, it's a fraction of a second, so it cannot even be perceived. But as long as the person feels that he rests not only on the Shabbos itself, but a moment before Shabbos, no matter how small it is, so it's enough. There is no Shabbos. But the near in Arabic says there is Shabbos. Now, if there is a shield, so the question arises, what is the shield, what is the minute? What do you mean? So the maximum prior to Shabbos is some Tvaramincha. In other words, if you want, you can be Mesik Shabbos from the Tvaramincha. Suppose if you say, I want to start Shabbos, won't be in five. So it's debilitating. You can't start Shabbos 1 p.m. So the maximum, the earliest that he can start Shabbos is from Paramutra. It means the Necronax day, it is 75 minutes. Show the Rebash. And the day is longer, so it shows manis. He shows manis 1/12 of the length of the day plus 1/4 of 1/12. So it's 75 minutes in an effort. So that's the maximum you can release because of. Now it's your sale, so I mentioned yesterday, but the Shvila Leket says, the Shvila Leket agrees in the Shita of the Kohor. So when the Shabbos ends, just 3/4 of the meal subsequent to sunset, but there is a mitzvah you can be lazy until Dalad Milik. That's the maximum. But what is the meaning? So if we say like the Rishayim, that there is no shear, so there is no shear in the meaning. Even 1 minute, as long as you can feel that you are missing, so is enough. But if we say that's a shear, obviously, this case is needed that the Kedusha has formulated. He holds that it has a shear. So what is the shear? So the Miri, inevitably, the chamber discusses, just two machine discusses, the Miri, inevitably, and there is the Shibukubetes, the Shibukubetes in Psoch, in Tatsu, in Beit. Now, the Miri, inevitably, says that the minimum shield of tesis, the chrysosylum mitiosis, that is obligatory, is 1/10 of an hour, 6 minutes. An hour is 6 minutes. So 1/10 of an hour is 6 minutes. Right now. So, where do we get a period of 6 minutes? Now, I don't want to discuss. But that has to do with the time that it takes the sun to set completely below the horizon. So it takes about 2 minutes approximately, at least 2 minutes, you know, for the setting time. From the time the sun begins to set until the time the sun completes to set is 2 minutes approximately. Of course, it depends on the latitude too, but it's at least 2 minutes. At least 2 minutes. Then there is 4 minutes that explains 2 minutes. How? What about other 4 minutes? There is a difference in time between the setting of the sun at sea level and the setting of the sun at mountain level. At mountain level. I mean, when I say mountain, it depends what kind of mountains. Mount Everest is much later, I mean, than other mountains. So then the Holy Mount going down is fine. So the Holy Man going out his oil, so it's 4 minutes later than the Tzila. So now if you combine the 2 minutes of the setting process and the 4 minutes between sea level and mountain level, so we get 6 minutes. I think that's the reason why the Nyingma says that there is a minimum of 6 minutes, of 6 minutes of distance. Yes?
Isn't Tosis after a says, but after Shkia?
Tosis
Shan is considered after, well, let's say Nitsyasa is considered after.
Yeah, but there is no purpose in realizing tastes before tastes or even after tastes, because until tastes, you are bound to observe Shabbos inside, which are the etzem name of Shabbos. I mean, you can't just in that. So there is no practical basis. Tastes has to have practical significance, not just on a theoretical level. So, when does it have practical significance? If the tasteless is realized before Shkia Friday, and after Tzeis, Mitzvah. Otherwise, what kind of tasteless are you realizing on a practical level?
If we have Tosis after Tzeis, why we base the Tosis on Shkia, what Shkia is?
That since, I mean, let's say, suppose we knew when the 90 begins. And so then we would realize it, you know, prior to Shkia, so we have to. So maybe we realize it that way. We realize that. Anyway, I think that's the reason for 6 minutes. But the Shibetsa Simbaitse mentions a very good Shia. No one observes it here. Only your shrine. There are many people observing. The Shibetsa Simbaitse says that there is a few faces of heaven now. No one observes it. In your shrine, there is need to light the candles. To light the candles Friday for the need of Shia. Whether they get 10 minutes, but it has a basis in the Shibetsa Simbaitse. Anyway, I just mentioned the Rabuha because the Kedusha Hashpo. The Kedusha Hashpo mentioned the name of Jesus, that that's the Pshah here in Shabbos Yehine, that there has to be not just from 6 to 6, but from a short interval, a number of minutes before 6, till a number of minutes after 6, the next day. Then it's considered change to a Shabbos day. The criterion is not rest from living, but rest from pain. Come in Kishula, the Asim is even the Sultan Shakira, after avoiding the Hamishi in the Sopso in the Hotson of the Rede, the Asim is even the Hadu and the Day, Dio Hagosh, Dio in the Tire as a Kishi, Hedisha, Haile Chi. Only the damnation takes place in 9 months. Our conscious of spiritual power to the Kaddish is me, that in the Kasha the Elechas called Shimi, are in the letters the Zayt Machashay Shayom Shal Shimi. In other words, if she has damnation, in the eighth month of the baby, so then she, it's not her. Then she's done. She has to count by AG. Only if she sees on 3 days in the Zide, coupled with pain in the ninth month. But not if she sees the head, if she sees the down on 3 days in succession without pain in the eighth, according to Rabbi. Now, Yuma, Otto Kolam Kashi, Midori, Rashi. In the cautious of the Mizibe, we have a Mide, for in Midus Mize. So how can Mishnah mention such a flat rule that whenever she has Damkeshi, so then she has a Mide Mide. At all, it all depends whether it's in Mide or Mizibe. Omarav Midori Yemo. Let's see a Rashi. What? Hankashe devei dam mizibo. Apo dabo de asye bei mizibo. Miu bei se aye masuo in shamech. Abo de ere tibeles bei mitzricho mishmo yeti nevidei tirachmone tare in dam kesh. How this is Rashi's Pshah. And most Pshah. Not in accordance with the Rashi. Or the Rashi, but that's a pshat by most Rashi. The Trav Smemre Yudel Yemo applies only to Meziva. So in Meziva there is a special Zerasakos of Dono Machmas Atma. There is Dono Machmas Lord. So Mide Rai says she is still a she is stable in Gamre. Still in Gamre. So Mide Rai says she is the terrace of Gailo even the same day that she had a discharge of Dam. The discharge of Dam, she goes back to Mide Rai. Mide Rai says, if she saw Dam, the Mekish, Mide Rai says. But, Mide Rabbonon, that day which he saw down, even though it was Damkeshi, it was coupled with labor pain. And in the amazing day, so Mide Rabbonon, that day she was all the way. And at night, she has to go through. Mide Rabbonon. But she doesn't have to observe one clean day. She never said it every day. Why not? After all, she saw in the Mizibe one day down, so she should become Zerupane. The answer is, but Domo Mahmas Hatzmo, the Domo Mahmas Wodo. She saw it in the course of labor pain. So Mele, she didn't become Zerupane. And with the Raise, she is in the terrace in the Bible immediately. But in the Rabbon, she is a sure. The day. But at night, she can go to the land, she is in the terrace of Bible. So it's only the Rabbon. In Melee, it only applies according to Rashi Shite to Yemezide. But Yemezide, the Sakosu of Dona Hashatmo, the Loy Mahmas Lord doesn't apply. So if she saw Damkin, she being needed, she becomes needed Mule, she's made of 7 days. She cannot be Tibelis. She cannot be Tibelis and be Tazma. The Rach, and that's the Pshat of Moses. The Rach is Chilita. And the Rashbo, Kedusha Rashbo, the Lukat, the Kedusha Rashbo, yes. The Chidush HaRashbo agrees with the Rach, and he says that according to Rav, he says neither Yeme, so not only in the Mezibe, of course, But even when somebody wakes up holds the Sakoshi, the rising of Dhamma Mahmas Atmo, the Dhamma Mahmas Bodo is not limited to Nizibe, it applies to the Rinid as well. Now, the Mora mentions that Bhavan is proud before his talkies. So he told Rabase that he's Chinzia Foundation. Okay, but Rav originally Shite was that on the right level, that there's a kosu of Dhamma Mahmas Atmo. But the Dhamma Mahmas Rav applies not only to the Zide, it applies to the Nide as well. But in the Rabbonon, she's a Surah Isaiah. Ben Nide, Ben Nide. And on the highest level, so then on the highest level, so she's Uteres in the Nide. But that's the Shita Brah. However, Rashi Shita, most of the Shaman faith say, if Rav agrees with all the other Madomas, that
so she's Mutiras Baila. So now the Baila has Priya, and then a few days later she has Shofi for over 24 hours and left for
1 second, 1 second. 1 second. Omar, Nidale, Ushmurama, Haishinam Shematishke. Shmuel says, no, if she had a Riyaz Dam in Yimei Zibe, one day, so then, so she cannot be developed there. Not as Rav said. She cannot be developed there. But she has to observe one extra day. Why? Because the possibility is not excluded that the next day will be completely encountered. Then it will be determined in Matreya that the Dam Keshi was not real Dam Keshi. It was false labor paper, not genuine labor paper. Some Mele, the Xerxes HaKosu, of Dhamma Mahana Swarga doesn't apply. Only genuinely liberated Swarga. It only applies to genuinely liberated, but not to the discharge of Dhamma because of false liberated. So neither I say we don't have the riches, we rely on the Hazrat, because we know she has failed, so we assume that she will continue to have pain. Doesn't mean she continues to have pain every moment of the day. But you know, when a woman begins to have pain, so usually the pain happens at the half hour, the 2 hours. So we don't have to be anxious lest she'll have rest from pain for 24 hours or for a period of maybe Shabbos being. But in the Rabbanon, Shmuel says we have to be anxious. Maybe she will have shaved for 24 hours. So, Melech, I see what you teach. Now the Rashi. Oh, now it's the Rashi. Omaral, Nilim, Omaral, Kashmir, Dami, Zibahor, Vasi, Zide, Nilisayim, Asur, Mishamit, Avol, Erev, Tibel, Zitzlo, Mishmirim, Kirigay, ירחמו נטל אל ידם קיישי ושמול אומר הצליחו משמלית כמידי לרבנו יחיישים אנשי מוציא שפה ונמצא שווה ידם קיישי so it will be turned in a prayer that the discharge took place in the course of false liberty so it's not toya ומחרו בן נמצא משם בשם זו וכם ידי רייצה ואני אשפוק ורבי צחוק אומר He is the biggest snake here, and we pass for it. So Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Do we see that? If she sees Dam Keishi, do we see that? So she is in a club. She is Muteras Lebaila completely. She doesn't even have to be separated that day. Now, in the group, but you basically are in Chinese. And we pass for it. So we pass for it. But of course, now, so everything is done. Everything is done. The Yidam Keshi is again, there is, you know, a Machlekes Hashem, you know, between the Raivet and the Ramban. The Ramban Shiti is. That it's all part and parcel of Takanos Hazer. And it's Yisroel Echmir Alatzma. Reyes Tipis Dam Kechal. So it doesn't make any difference. Dam Keishi, Dam Teya, everything comes in. And according to the Raivet, it's only in Takanos Hazer. So when I say we pass him, I say it on a theoretical level we pass. Not on a practical level, because today, every Dam is not. Whether it's at the commissary or it's at the commissary, whatever. But we pass on a theoretical level, like Rabbitzu, any group. So it may say, she is Shamesha Sibai, Dakatone and Kashim. So how can Rabbitzu say that she is not there? On my rope, Shabu Nishi, we may need or need of. That when Mishnah says I'm Kashmido, it means if she has done Keshi, in the main Nido, she's in the Provincias Kosovo, or Domo Mahmas Atzmo, or Loy Mahmas Flav, doesn't apply to the main Nido. But the Zivo is there. ועתנו, בניחוס המיקה שבמינידו ידידו במיזיבו תאירו קץ בניחוס יצראי תורות תורת יצרו קושי סוגים מאחור שהם דישת של דם בקישו אנסונגה ויסוצו שניים Monday, Tuesday, she was comfortable, no pain. Actually, she shut her down on Monday and Tuesday as well. Only she called, she saw Shnak. She had Dambikishu. She saw Dambikishu on Sunday and Monday. They thought so, and then she had the shelter down on Tuesday in comfort, in Merle. Only she thought so because she saw. Because of. They thought so. How is he always be said? Because the common denominator in all these three situations is that she had rest from pain close to birth of one day of 24 hours, let's say according to the birth. It's all possible like that. So, then, how is it even say? She had a discharge of down in comfort on Sunday because she's a shnav. Then on Monday and Tuesday she had a discharge of down coupled with labor pain. Oh, she's also a shnav. She had a discharge of down, on Sunday, Monday in comfort. Without labor, because she's a Yimechot. And on Tuesday, she had, after all, on Sunday and Monday, she had a discharge of dam in comfort, but, so she couldn't become Zabektane, Ezabdele, only Zabektane. Zabektane has to count only one day, that's all. So in order to be required to count 17 days, she has to have a third reign succession. And the third reign succession was coupled with labor pain. Oin shekopso, shekoshiso, she had a discharge of dam on Sunday in pain, the sokso. And on Monday, she had a discharge of dam in comfort. And because she saw him on Tuesday, she had a discharge of dam. So when could she come to the day? Only with the final day on Tuesday. And that was Bikeshi. So the 24 hours close to the birth were devoid. So head pain were not devoid of pain. Because of because she saw any other disease. So then she stay off. She's not very busy. Call the shoulder. Can she some of the lady in the other disease? She is some of the lady. Have any other artists? Hanani ben Achim of Yeshua in there. Call shall hold to she yell, she shall law. After the call, I didn't call it in Shufe. In the year is the same. Shaldaba Lasuya Mai, Lasuya de Hanan. Now let's see the Rashi. Ushmuel Oma, ne, the inner club, but he talks as inner club, that will be Zayim Shameshes. So what's the Pshat in the Mishnah? Mikashu Nido, Yom Noi Nide, she's in Nido with the Rice. Because of course of the Mahasasra as well, does not apply to me neither. Neither the Keshi Tirach, whenever we see them. Only we see them, neither we tear it, when they come on. We see this Rabos or Yen Teo, but I need me has in the Huse, be so so shine in a table in a dam, and we let it be said, it was a cold shoulders, who will be shaky some of the lady, and so the Makeshi shall be Mahmoud Lad. Coach, oh, and here there is like this, more simple. But Hanani's deen is not so simple. Because there are three different shot in the shame. In Hanani ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua. Hanani ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua says, Coach, oh, Kishiyo, Kishmishi Shalom. Let's say she saw Dham Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Yimizid. And Sunday, Monday were in comfort. But the Tuesday Rie. The Tuesday Rie. That's the Rie, that's the final Rie, the third Rie. That's the Rie that can make her into his other daily. And prior to the third Rie, she can only be very final. So the third Rie is the Rie that finalizes Zibu's mural, is of a daily, is of a daily. So Kol Shachol and the final Rie, so is the Kishur, is coupled with Elokei. So and then so Kol Shachol Kishur Bishvi Shalom. After you call a young Kulin, you should the angel letters with a angel. Now let's see the Rashi. Kol Shekol Kishua, Lav Roshna Schol, El Hochekon, Kol Shekol Shesom Mishvish, after you show Achas, the Lake Knisa Shish, after you call a young Kulin, you should the Nabore. She had the Rias down in Sheikh Yamzan. She had the Rias down in Sheikh Yamun. And then, on Tuesday, she had another Rias down. When does the Tuesday day begin? Of Green? Monday at 6 p.m. in Green. Assuming the next day at 6 p.m. So, after you call she cautious on the street, after you show Agnes, the real Kisa Shishi. In other words, the first hour in the Tuesday day, that means she started to have labor pain. And at 6 p.m. Monday, and she had pain from 6 p.m. Monday evening till 7 p.m. Monday evening, just 1 hour. A few Shua has the real Kisa Shishi. From 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Then at 7 p.m. the pain subsided. After calling the patient, and then from 7 p.m. Monday evening, she was in comfort until the end of the Tuesday day. And furthermore, we saw some new dollar charts, and then she continued to be comfortable. Even at 6 p.m. Tuesday until 7 p.m., until 7:30. So she had comfort of at least 24 hours. Now, according to the Blazer, so it's enough. And then at 7:30 p.m. Tuesday night, she gave birth to the baby. So according to Rabbi Isaiah, what should she be considered? She would be considered to let it be saved because she had a period of at least 24 hours of comfort. But Hananya ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua says, no, after calling him, we should be suffering with a dollar to Achas Hashem Hashem Yisrael's, in the letter is a Divinum Shaitim calling Gimel and Gimelism. Now as far as this Rashi is concerned, it's not clear what Rashi is. But the Maram is not an ordinary, right? The Maram is on the Rashi in the from Zion of Beis. From Zion of Beis. On the Rashi Lafuke with the Hamina de la Hira and Yeshua, the Omar Yil, called Shechal Kishur or Yil Kishish. So the Maram, let me know, I don't know if you're going to talk about this tomorrow. But today, you look at the Maram, that Rashi. So the Maram deduces from this Rashi, it's a very strong view, that according to Rashi, Hananya ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua agrees with the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua. sonst erhält es den Schatten der Schmier. The Dunon, so he says, Ain't the Dunon Shinti, Kolyan Gimu Hamun Dio Yudhizo. In other words, inasmuch as the third day, when the third year took place, so 1 hour was already vacation, because from 6 p.m. till 7 p.m. Monday night, check pay, some male, she cannot become his other daily, on that day. Why? Unless she will have a full day of comfort during the Shabbos Yom. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yehoshua. So in other words, according to Rashi, Hanani ben Achi Rabbi Yehoshua, Rabbi Yehoshua, very simple. However, the Kedusha Rashbo mentions two adoptions. He mentions two adoptions. One pshat is that Hananya ben Achi Rabbi Yehoshua agrees with the longest of the blessing, but not completely. In other words, what does the blessing say? That in order to be considered the latest disease, that the pain should be considered false leg pain, so there has to be at least a rest of 24 hours. But he adds one more point. He said as follows: Even, let's say, let's take that example. So, let's say she saw down on Sunday, and Monday, and then she had. And let's say pay the first hour in the Tuesday day. In other words, she had pay from 6 p.m. Monday evening till 7 p.m. Monday. And then the pain subsided. 7 p.m. Monday evening, it subsided. And the comfort rested from 7 p.m. Monday evening till 7 p.m. Tuesday, 24 hours. And she gave birth to a baby, let's say 7:30. So she's not a yeletis b'zeh. Not a yeletis b'zeh. Why? In view of the fact that the day on which the third year took place, and that day is important because that finalizes the Zibus Deilos. The Zibus Deilos, inasmuch as the initial portion of the third day, which finalizes the Zibus Deilos, wasn't paid, the first hour of the Tuesday day, she wasn't paid. So Mele, the real dead day, cannot finalize it with day. So when will she become Zibus Deilos? Only if she will have an additional 3 years and Friday, so then she'll become good. Then she'll become good. It's one thing. And then, as a matter of fact, if not for the Rashi on Zion and Beis, we could say that this is the pshat by Rashi in the Daflamic book in Beis. Because the Rashi says, Kol shechol kishiel, lav moshin ha-skolo, el hocheko, kol shechol shesho b'shvishi, afilu shoa achas, b'leil t'nisas shvishi, afilu kol ayin kuli b'shute, b'sok som l'dalet shoa achas, she had paid in the first hour of the third day, b'sok som afilu kol, כל שקוד שפיש הקשחת לא נפיל השלישי אפילו כל הימים כולם בשוקי פיסות שום דלת שחס להשלום השני סלעית and she had 24 hours of comfort in spite of the fact that the first hour and the third day was in pain אין לי אוהב מזהים דיבלון שייפי קודם גילו המגיע לביזור so as far as this Rashi is concerned One would say that Rashi's pshat is like the Rashi. But the problem arises from the Rashi of the Zayin. So mainly the pshat in this Rashi is that Hananiah ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua agrees completely with his uncle Shike. He was an nephew of Rabbi Yeshua. So I mean that it has to be Laila B'yein Kilei Shabbos B'yein. Then the Rashi mentions another shite, which is another pshat, which is similar, except that whereas this shite pshat is based upon the shite of Rav Lezer, so the other pshat is based upon the shite of Rav Yeshua. But again, the same thing. In other words, in order to be a Yeledes Bizein. So in other words, there has to be Tilin Shabbos Yeine completely incomplete. If you don't have Tilin Shabbos Yeine completely incomplete, so the V on the third day does not finalize into a Zidigel. Into a zibeg day. In other words, only if the rie, the third rie that finalizes the zibus day law was in comfort till the Shabbos day, till the Shabbos day. But again, so the shite of Hananiah, the Nachir Rabbi Yehoshua is. That it's a special halacha that the rie of the third day that finalizes into the zivus day law so cannot finalize into the zivus day law if one portion of it was vacation. So then she has to have three additional ways in order that she should become resolved there. Three additional years in order to become Israel. So that means if she saw down, let's say now, and assuming it's the meter is the point, according to what Tesis in the Kedusha Hashem mentions. That according to Rabbi Yehoshua, So not only is it necessary she should be in comfort, keeping the Shabbos meeting, but it the tasters also, the extra minutes before 6 p.m. and the extra 6 minutes after 6 p.m. the next day. So in other words, if she had to pay even a minute before 6 p.m. So then, a minute before 6 p.m. she had paid, even though she was in comfort from 6 p.m. Monday to 6 p.m. Tuesday, so she will not be considered 11 days in unless she'll have 3 additional riyas on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. You look it up in the Chiddush HaRadah, you can see it. The main point is that the third Riyah, which finalizes into a Zivus Day law, so has to be free. Or then it has to be devoid of faith. And according to one shot, not only that even 6 minutes before that day has to be devoid of faith. Yes?
What's the difference between the third shot of Rosh and the shot of Rosh?
What?
What's the difference between the third shot of Rosh and the shot of
Rosh? Second.
She doesn't
have to have 3 additional days. Uh-huh. Like from Yeshua, Hanani is just from Yeshua Shiva. And according to the Chapter of Rashbo, so he has to have 3 additional days because that Riyah cannot finalize into his living. Alright. Does anyone have the year of the Shahajbo? No one. We have to give it in the house. No one has the year of the Shahajbo? No one. We have to make it here as captain. It's impossible to learn this Christmas house. So that is referenced in the Zib, the lawyer Sidos. Uikisosu, Bali Doso, calling the Zib to Moso, Kimini Doso, Tie Leoi. Isha Piozu, Zay Domo, Mizibe, Domo Mahmas Atsmo, the Loy Domo Mahmas Wat. Atoine Mahmas Wat, historian. Oyeine Yellow Mahmas. In other words, similar to the din by Zab, by Zohar, that he treats Machmas Emes, not from his sickness, but because a special condition, Machmas, Mishkesh, jumped to the exercise and so on. some heated excess. So then it's not, does not become Zav. So maybe by Friday there is a similar one. So that includes his Malve in Malveyas. Tarim Shoko. Juan Kain Domo. Domo Mahasatu Lahava. Maru Miso Tires of one of Kain Domes. Taira Nibu Lach Nish Tairaha. Tanya Nibu Ines. Shin Tarah. Adra. Taira Nibu Ines. What do you mean? Taira Nibu Lach Nish Tarah. That's Imitea. 33 days by Shoko. Then 66 days by the cable. That is the cable. Tammy and Bane shamed out. Agrab and Tayani Bane shamed in Zakoya. Hash the new Bane shamed. Bane is Bane shamed. He goes in a might I come to the Bane sweet blue 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 if you learn out the Domo Mahmasatu or Mahmasenes, then you have to say that Mahmas Vlad is also Torah. The Mahmas Vlad, but Vlad is also Torah. So you couldn't say, Yosef said that the Mahmas Vlad is Torah. That will be still in the obey. Some merely it's a riot that we have to darshi. The Mahmas Vlad has Vlad, but Mahmas and the other is only the anus of Vlad is Torah. But any other in this machal, mishke, exercise is not Torah. He hochet even name, neime, zeimo, the posit that deals with kibinido. Now posit, by me kotes vod posit hochet deals with him in zeimo. But, by me kotes vod posit kites, deals with Yimido. Yisho Kisile Zobo Dom Yie Zeybo Mitzomo Shiva Shion Tivu Yitosho Hamir Bolit Madara. So there you should make a similar drosh. Yisho Kisile Zobo Yang Yim Zeybo Ik zie zogos dom die zeugen. Mach was at me lach was wat. Ad in het waard. O in de reek zien we ik zie zogo. Kein zogo. Han die kan zeugen zo mach was at me lach was wat. Why don't we make it similar jouw pussy in de tosi gabri gemeende. Om haar is watching me. Om haar koor. Tinshe is haar is wat je zegt. We don't learn it out from Domo Mahasatzmo, but from Teish, that's a Tazria. Ushleishi Yim, Ushleishi Yom, Teish Yim Vito. Teish Yim Vito. What she means, why do the Torah have to say Teish Yim? Why do the Torah have to say Teish Yim? Teish Yim. Shishimim, Shishis Yomim Meitoro. Why Teishi? So, Yesh Lechol Yeshiva Acheres, Shim Kizu, Veizu Zu Keishi Meizi. How we know that it's Mayit Keishi Meizi, that not Mayit, it's Marbe, another Dabdar. Keishi Meizi, or maybe it's Marbe, als another one there, Keishin Yehuda, Eizu Keishin, 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 Eizu Shvuayim ki midosa goleki ziboso. So the domo is a fortress. You have domo haramu ki midosa goleki ziboso. Afin bishake tom haramu. So in other words, from shvuayim ki midosa goleki ziboso, we learn how that in the zile dam keishi is true. But then I would say, even in the temptations followed by Shaiti, like slay somebody or whatever, you know, or killing Shabbos, maybe Shaiti in his house. So it's still Toheya. So that's, so he said, so Amashlon Domo, only when it's not followed by Shaiti. But if it's followed by Shaiti, so then it is done. About Uv the Kabosi Rav. So Shir Barabine acted out Rav Shiv that nearly Tinoch Nafshi Rav when Rav was on the verge of his talkes of dying, Omer El Rav Aseh. So he said to Rav Aseh, Zil Tzani, in other words, Rav was Chesed. Just shortly before his Tire, Rav was Chesed from his name. He originally said, Nidoyeimo, now we have to remember, Machlik is Rashi Lerach, all of the Rashi goes to Shaitan. So, Nir and Rav said, originally Nidoyeimo, he had reference to the Zile. So what was Rav according to us chat originally in Nachmiah? In Zile, according to everybody else, she's the only one. She's in Teres, in Beis Yayeli, by and Rav was Nachmiah, and I saw in Shami, she's Yayeli. Only the Teres, we have it. So Rav originally was a big machia, but shortly before his prayer, he was chaser from the school. So he said, Omer Rav Aseh Zil Tzani. In other words, Haster is here. In other words, don't publicize my original sheep, because I retracted, I was chaser. That's not difficult. Hatzner is better. Clearly, she yells of the Victorian Gamma. Right? Because he was crazy. So he wanted, because there is a loch in Yerushalmi says, and she mentioned, Kishem she oser le eser samuter, kach, Kishem she oser le hakir eser oser, kach oser le eser samuter. Don't you think? To ask us to be mighty as something that is also as a terrible thing, but to ask us something that is not our country, that's an exception kind. No? So there is a lot of kishim she osea la hatir es osea kach osea la eser es amutya. So since our shortly so clearly it was crazy from this one. So he told Rav Aseh to tell all the Talmidim that Rav was chesed. Tell the loy tzayis, tell Shir Rabbi that I was chesed. And if he doesn't pay attention, gavaye. So who saw Bagadi? So Rav Aseh thought that Rav said to him, If Rav Shile does not pay attention to you, so then Gadye means Hachrisu Bishamte, chopping down, means excommunicating, Biminade. But actually Rav didn't say that. Rav said Gadye. Gadye means become involved with it, dragging, pulling, you know. Start talking to him and kind of prevail upon him that he should also think, shouldn't think that he has to pass in it. Because Rav himself was there. But he made a mistake. He thought, Rav said, if he doesn't pay attention to you, then Gadye chop him down, excommunicate him. So, Omalei, Bosal Moch Mashigara, Abbas said to Shiva Abinet. Omalei Hadaboch, the Hodavira, you behave there. Because Rav was this. Omalei, you say the Hodavay, will it be Adon? How come you only told you that he says I was very close to Rav, as close as you? Why did he tell me? Why did he have to leave it away with you to tell me? He would have told me by that way. I was very close to him. He didn't believe it. On my way, so Gadye, so Nadi. On my way, the little statue mom, the Cossack, so she would all be, said to Rafasi. So to Rafasi, I mean, the story is a little strange, I mean, but it's an ugly meaning, especially according to Rashi. That's one of the kashas of the Rashbo against Rashi Pshah. Bishon means Ilai Derach, so that means the trouble originally was a big maker. Maker in Israelites and his chorus. Now the term is crazy, so that's why he was so relevant. That's why the Rashba deduces from this Gemara that the Rach Shita is the correct Shita. But it's very strange that you're nothing. That's why I said it's a strange story. But we can learn a lesson how careful one should be, you know, being militant. So he said, when you start in Ma'am with the Kosovo, it's great that you diminish for the fire, because I will be suffering as a result of the needle you pronounce against me. Amalei, Sarabas said, I know he said in Yehud, strange, after all, the Yehud, Yisibin Goraye, the Yisibin Amriel, the Yisibin Ha'al, I mean, that was in respect to one of the Tanoi. So he used the play on words. His name was Asik, or something else. But since there was one Tanoi, Yisibin Yehude, and he is the who Yisibin Amriel, and Asisibin Choshev, he showed the Akhbet. He was such a strong person that could never rise. So Mele, you have to be afraid of my need, not that I should be afraid of your grudge against me, of your grievance against me. Omale, there are all who you think I am. Shile Barabine, Buchne di Parza. Buchne Parza means, you know, we have more term, we have a pestle, you know, and you pound in the pestle on the north. so einem Buche, die Parzile, die Nidarasisse, die Nchosh, in other words, a such a sturdy pestle, that when I